With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. While cities across Michigan saw property values plummet during the recession, those along Lake Michigan weathered the storm better than most. One reason for that is short-term rentals, people buying up houses, then renting them out for days or weeks at a time using websites like HomeAway and Airbnb. The rentals have turned lakefront homes in towns like St. Joseph and Saugatuck into sources of income. But in South Haven, the size and location of those rentals is turning into a problem. WMUK's Robbie Feinberg has more.
Now we'll call the meeting to order.
If you've been to any city council meeting in South Haven over the past few months, you've probably seen the same group of retired women there.
Hi, I'm Susan Ryan. I live at 37 Cass Street.
Good evening. You all know me. I'm Elaine Herbert. I live at 404 North Shore Drive.
I'm Connie Schaefer from 735 North Shore.
These women are all here to talk about one issue, short-term rental properties. Like a lot of cities along Lake Michigan, summer rentals make up a huge portion of South Haven's housing stock. And they've long been an issue in the city, mostly for the reasons you'd expect in any vacation town. Noise from tourists, lack of parking, general nuisance problems. But unlike other cities along Lake Michigan, South Haven doesn't have any real regulations on these rentals. In 2009, the city passed a rental registration ordinance, but even that was repealed a few months later. David Paul, a former mayor and the current chairman of the city's planning commission, says that's led to new problems.
That there are homes being built that are huge, that are multi-bedroom, multi-bathroom, essentially hotels, being built in residential areas and being called single-family homes.
Paul says over the past few years, these giant short-term rentals have started popping up across the city. In fact, it was one of these properties, currently being built in a residential neighborhood on the city's south end, that has that group of women both speaking out and protesting almost every day. Susan Ryan, who lives close to the new property, says the new people and cars and noise will transform her quiet community.
So it would more than double our density. Yeah. And the summer, it's really crazy here. The 12 weeks of summer are very crazy. It will be worse if this continues with these commercial properties in the residential neighborhoods.
City administration and elected officials acknowledge the problem, and they're currently working on a new rental ordinance to address it. But regulating rentals in South Haven isn't easy. Tourism is the bread and butter of South Haven's economy, and many in the town's business community say new regulations might scare tourists away. Gerald Webb owns the vacation rental company Beachwalk Properties with his wife. He says some changes do need to be made, but the city can't go overboard.
I would like to see us have a more diverse economy. I would like to see us with more kids in our schools, but we don't achieve that by throwing out our one industry that we have and then crossing our fingers and hoping that something good happens and those homes that were vacation rentals before somehow magically get filled with full-time residents.
Now, this problem isn't totally unique to South Haven. Other cities along the lake have dealt with it in past years, and South Haven Planning and Zoning Administrator Linda Anderson says she's looking at what they did to help shape a potential South Haven ordinance. A few miles south, St. Joseph City Manager John Hodgson says his city's rules, implemented nearly a decade ago, are strict. Short-term rentals are only allowed in the city's multiple family district and along the lakefront.
Anyplace else, they're simply not allowed.
Hodgson says by acting so early, his city has kept complaints about noise and tourists in check. But in another lakeshore city, Saugatuck, there's simply a rental registration process. And city manager Kirk Harrier says adding anything else besides that, like an occupancy cap in rentals, would be nearly impossible to enforce.
You know, I mean, we're a small city, so we're going to do covert operations where the city manager is going to be in a camouflage suit, like up in a tree, like with binoculars, seeing who's staying somewhere. I mean, you know what I mean? It's impossible.
Despite those challenges, South Haven took its first step towards changing rental rules last month when it instituted a 6-month moratorium on issuing permits to build large houses in the city. And the City Planning Commission recently introduced a few rules as well, including limits on the heights of buildings and requirements for more parking for larger homes. But the big changes will likely come next month. That's when Administrator Linda Anderson says that she expects a draft of a rental ordinance to be introduced to the city's planning commission.
We're looking at protecting the neighborhoods, but also realizing that the summer rentals and the tourists are very important to the economy of the city. They're probably our biggest economy right now. And while we want to encourage that and we love having people come and enjoy the city, we still need to keep in mind that the neighborhoods have to be protected.
It's still early, but Anderson expects the ordinance to include a rental registration requirement and a cap on occupancy. She adds that all single-family homes over a certain size will likely require both review and approval by the Planning Commission, and some will potentially be required to be built to commercial codes. For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg.